All right, Fight Inside Thought Pod. Oh my gosh, we got to cut that out.
I don't know how to edit.
Okay. Hi, Fight Inside podcast fans. We are here. We are back. Second podcast. Yes. We are hyped. You know what? It's looking good so far. We've got a couple things lined up. We've got Tim over here. He's got some guests coming in, and he's
next
ready.
Next podcast.
We've got a couple of people set up, but you know what? Welcome everybody. You know, again, thank you for tuning in. This is very exciting times. We've got a couple of things to talk about, a couple of really exciting topics, and Tim's been doing a lot of legwork on the social media platforms, man. Like, holy crap! Like, this guy's ready to go. He's out there promoting everything.
Do you want to tell people where they can reach us, Prince?
Okay, guys. So listen, first of all, you can reach us at Facebook. We're not on Facebook. This is it. That's all good. Reach us on Instagram. You can reach us at Spotify. You can reach us at YouTube. You can reach us at StreamYard, which is where
StreamYard is where we're recording, but you can reach us on iTunes. Well, you can find us on iTunes and Spotify. But we want you to follow us on Instagram for sure, as well as on YouTube at Fight Insight Podcast.
Fight Insight Podcast. That's it.
And then we'll get this sorted eventually. And then if you want to email us, let's see if you get this one.
Fightinsightthepod@gmail.com.
No.
You know what? We got to start this from the beginning again.
It's too late. I don't know if we exit out. You know what? I'm going to need to send you more passwords, everything. Fightinsightpod@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay. You know what? Well, let me start this from the beginning again.
Redo.
Give me one sec. Let me just fightinsightpod, right?
Fightinsightpod@gmail.com.
Okay.
Tricking the fans. What we're doing is we're repeating it so many times that it like ingrains into their brain. Okay. And if you see on the bottom on the ticker, if you're watching on YouTube, on the bottom, it says Pilot Part 2 Remix.
That's it.
Oh. And the reason why it's the remix, Prince, I'm not going to lie to our fans. We recorded a second podcast and we hated it.
Yeah. And it was completely
garbage. So we garbaged it. We are redoing it for your pleasure. And for our sanity.
That's it. So you know what? Yeah. Let me backtrack this again. Let me start this from the very beginning. All right. Okay. Ready? All right, Fight Insight fans. This is Prince. We've got Tim over here. And welcome to our second podcast. This is it.
Welcome.
We are back. This is the second round. And we're ready to go. We're ready to, you know, drop everything on the line. You know what? Push right through. Go for that knockout. Go for the submission. We're ready to go. Ain't that right, Tim?
That is correct, Prince. And today we are debuting our new segment that we will do every week. Oh, baby. It is called Fight On Sight. And we are both, from here on out, every week, we will pick a fighter each to put up head-to-head against one another. We don't really know what the rules are in terms of like who we pick or whatever, but right now we're picking male MMA athletes for today. Mm. Anytime, like, you know, doesn't have to be current, can be anytime fighter. We put them up against each other. We talk about why they are amazing and why they would crush the other guy. And then we will leave it up to the fans to tell us who they think should be the winner between that fight. And then the next week we will talk about who wins and we will start another Fight On Sight every week.
Listen, and it's not just, you know what, we're not just going to be going at picking at our fighters just because we like them. We're going to come at each other with stats. We're going to come at each other with pictures of our fighters, how aggressive and mean looking they look.
And
you know what, we're going to pick fighters that, you know what, it's just, if you ever saw these two people in the middle of the street and they just went go and started to scrap, you know, who would you pick? Like, who will win? Who will win? Yeah. You know what? Some of these guys might not even in the same weight class, same division. You know what? It's just going to be
skill versus skill.
And that's why we call it Fight On Site, because when that's they right. fight, it's on
site.
That's it. That's
nice. I got it.
Yeah, well, you got it, right? It, yeah.
It's, all right.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, and also, you guys, I just want to let you all know, you can follow us on YouTube.
Wait, we're not really, we already did this. We're not really re-recording. It's gone.
Okay, it's gone. Okay.
It's passed.
All right, let's go. Okay.
All right, our first thing that we want to talk about is the Bellator. If you watch Bellator or know about Bellator, they announced last week a light heavyweight tournament. And one of the big fights, first round to occur April 9th
yes.
at Bellator 256.
Yes.
Is going to be Machida versus Bader. And then I forgot that they fought before, but they did. And they fought in 2012. Machida won by TKO in the second round. I just rewatched the fight.
Yep.
To remind myself of what happened. And it's crazy because this was in the time when they could wear like their branded shorts.
That's it.
Bader had like pretty much quarantine hair like me. Like he had a big puffy head of hair. He does not look the same as what he does now.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because Bader, the guy, he's a machine. Bader, yeah. He could do whatever he wants, and he'd walk in. I feel like Bader's the type of guy that, like, you know, trains for like 2 minutes, walks in, then knocks the guy out, goes back out.
Yeah, no, he's amazing, man. Bader is really good. He did lose that fight though.
Okay.
Second round TKO.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, for those of you that don't remember or maybe didn't see it, Machida generally bounces around, keeps his, you know, long distance. This was when he was like full karate. I mean, he still is, but this was when he was really displaying the karate skills, really keeping out of distance. He didn't even throw like a punch or an attack for almost the first minute and a half, I think. I think he was just bouncing around, gauging the distance, figuring things out. Mm-hmm. He was doing his classic step in, long kicks, long yep. punches, in and out. Bader was having a hard time. In the second round, Bader keeps trying to push, keeps trying to get aggressive. Eventually, he like darts in and just bam, Machida right on the chin. And as fast as Machida was, as Bader is falling, punches him again in the face. It was like Quicksilver from the X-Men, right? Or WandaVision. Bam! Punches him again in the face. And then when he lands, he's again hitting him by the time the referee gets. Like, it was brutal. It was a bad knockout.
But you know what? I'm telling you now, Tim. I'm telling you now, all right? Bader, since yep. we've gone over to Bellator.
Yeah.
Destroying the competition. And he's just, yep. you know, sharpening his skills. And he's probably watching that fight clip and just mm-hmm. learning from it. And
two division champion. Right? He's yep. been Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion.
Mm-hmm.
He's the current heavyweight champion, but he did lose his light heavyweight title.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in this tournament. Since that loss to Machida, he's gone, and I wrote this down, he has gone 13-3 since losing in 2012. That fight was 2012. 13-3 he's gone on. Machida, 8-7.
Wow.
So who do you have and why?
Listen, you know me, underdog Bader. Well, actually, I don't even know if it's an underdog because Bader's the one that's destroying that division.
Yeah.
You know, Bellator, he's just owning it. He's like the face of Bellator right now. And
yeah.
I honestly think he's going to go in there and he's just, you know what? You watch. Just watch the fight. He will pace himself. He's going to slow it down. He's going to be calm because he knows, because Machida is all about the counter.
Yeah. Yep.
When you step in, when you come charging in and you're ready to go in, Bader's just going to go around, take his time. And trust me, he's going to find him. He's going to connect, and it's probably going to be a hook. It's probably going to be an uppercut, something that's just going to catch him. It's going to be like a phantom punch. It's going to go bam. And then Machida's out. It's going to be a knockout. I think that's what I think. Knockout. You heard it here first. That's how confident I am. And Bader has been one of those fighters. Well, you know what? Machida, you know what? My hat goes off to him ever since he dropped all that weight. Remember when he just cut all that weight?
Yeah.
He cut all his weight and all of a sudden he has a six pack and
he looks like Bruce Lee.
He looks like Bruce Lee.
He is the dragon.
Yep. But you know what? Ever since he did that, it's like, you know, a totally different, Machida, right? Totally different fighter. But I honestly think Bader's going to go in there and he is just going to go and catch him. He's going to clip him. He's going to get him. And that's it. And you know what? He's in a different level right now. I think, Bader is definitely in a different level.
A lot of people on our Instagram, thank you to everybody for engaging with us and talking with us. Yes. All the positive messages, we love it. Thank you so much. A lot of people, though, Prince, they did comment on me. They did make comments on our first release.
But man, Tim,
they talk about how crazy you are. First of all, they love you because they think you're insane. And a lot of comments about your soul crushing comment. And so my question for you is, will Bader crush his soul, knock his soul? Like that seemed to be a big thing for you. Like, will Bader have that ability?
No, I think it'll be medium well, medium well soul crushing.
I do like medium well.
Light seasoning, you know, a little bit of graze on top, little char. Mm-hmm. Not too much, not well done. We want it not to be too clean, but I believe Bader it'll be a gentle knockout. Gentle.
A gentle knockout.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Gentlemanly knockout.
You know what? You're heating up water, you don't want it boiling hot. You just want it
lukewarm.
Lukewarm. Mm. Lukewarm. And you know what? Back to the comments and I see you in social media, Tim. Man, you're picking up. You're causing controversy all over the MMA world. I can see people commenting.
Someone was talking about who's the greatest MMA fighters, and they were putting like GOATs and stuff like this, right? This guy took real offense to what I said. They had put, you know, obvious John Jones, Habib. Demetrius Johnson, that was an interesting one to definitely be up there. I think he's incredible, but you know, just because of his weight class and all. And then they were like, oh, who else deserves to be on here? And so I wrote on behalf of Fight Insight Podcast, I said, Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey has to be the women's MMA on the map. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Puts asses in seats.
Armbar.
I know we're not supposed to swear, but asses, it feels okay. And it's the term. Asses in seats. Pay-per-view buys out the wazoo.
Yep.
And like, she was the face of the UFC, right? She created women's MMA. Now you could not see a UFC card without women's fights. Like, if you did, you'd be like, what the hell? Like, you feel like you're missing something.
Yeah.
But this guy got angry. He's like, what kind of clown? I don't know if he was trying to troll me. I just ignored it because I don't have time for that. But I'm like, I don't. Anyways,
It's like I think he mentioned like, oh, you know, it's like putting a clown and putting them into number one GOAT status, something like
that. I don't know what I don't. Yeah, he didn't that's give crazy. Him the
recognition that Ronda, you know, has done for the sport, especially for female MMA and the female UFC fighters, like. Without her opening that gate, and mind you, I mean, there have been other UFC fighters, UFC female fighters before, but it wasn't, they weren't as, you know, Ronda really brought it out into the mainstream. Ronda. There you go. Ronda.
And then there were other people that did back me up. And there were people. Anyways, that guy's not watching this podcast anyway. So
yeah, well, he's not. But hey, listen, I saw you, Tim. I saw you like have that discussion with that person, and I didn't. I was like, I was in there trying to. I was gonna go in there and try and back you up and be like, nice. Yeah, well, chicken.
Sweet. That would have ended the conversation right there, almost like it ended this segment.
That's it. And how would you respond to that if somebody just
what
said,
"What do you?
You know what do you do? Poultry."
So anyways, I am going to say, though, on this fight, getting back to this topic,
okay,
I'm going to say Machida.
Machida?
Yeah, he's the other fighter. I'm going to say Machida. Here's the reason. I feel like he has that first win So I feel like Bader, he's going to have that, you know, that positive experience. He's going to have that, you know, positive energy, that reinforcement. He knows he can knock him out. He is 42 now.
But so age is not an age is not a number, man.
Okay, first of all, age is a number.
No, it's not. Age and it's how you feel.
I know, but age is a number.
Yeah,
42 is a bit old. But I don't think Machida is going to win this whole tournament. But I think he's going to get past Bader, and I think he's going to do it based on his confidence going in and the ability knowing he can knock him out. You know, Bader's going to have that tape to watch and thing, but Machida's going to have that tape to watch too. And he's going to remember how he beat him. He's going to remember how he lulled him, not lulled him to sleep, but kind of lulled him into a sense of confidence, kind of like thinking that he can rush in. I think Machida's going to do it again, man. And here's the thing. I met Machida a few years ago when I was in California at King's MMA. I met him. Okay. Such a nice guy, like exactly how you see him on TV. He's like that in real life. Super nice guy. Plus, I feel like I look like Machida a bit. Like, I feel like we kind of have the same
half. So what? I saw a clip of Bader, and he said hi. I don't know if it was directly to me, but he said hi. So that counts as me meeting Bader. Yeah. I shook his hand. Yeah.
And I felt the power in his hand. I don't know. I feel like Machida's going to take it, man. He's the underdog. Like you said, you like rooting for the underdog, and then you realize, oh crap, he's not the underdog, Bader. But I don't know, man. I think Machida's going to take it.
You know what?
We'll see.
April 9th. Close. Well, you know what? I just wanted to say, but you know what? If Bader stayed in the UFC, he would have destroyed that division too. Like if he just gave him some more time, then, you know.
Oh, he was doing well in UFC too.
Oh, yeah. Like when, I was when surprised he left. I was surprised.
Yeah, but I think it's the money.
That's right. You know, I was going to say that too. I think it was the money too.
So anyways, that's going to be an interesting fight, man. And in the comments, you know, let us know who you think is going to win. We'll be talking about this again closer to the fight. But I just thought that was an awesome first round. Mm-hmm. And I think people forget that they fought before. That's the thing. They didn't even mention it on the Bellator stream when they just talked about it. Or at least I didn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, what we got? What's next? Come on. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, hold on. Before I do that, I didn't even put up my photo. But boom, there they are.
No, that was from the first fight, right, Tim?
Yeah. Obviously, look at the hair. This is what I was saying, the hair, man. Look at Bader's hair. He looks way more badass now. And
Bader had like the low-key mullet. It's like the mullet.
Yeah, look at it. It was like a mullet, like a mullet in training. No, like a training mullet.
He had a mullet. I call it a mullet. It's not like a full mullet. It's a mullet.
Like you can't finish the word?
No, it's just because he's not fully full mullet yet. It's a mullah.
All right, what's our next thing here? Next thing we've got.
Who's your favorite ring announcer? Okay, you know what?
That was pretty good.
Hey, listen.
Maybe
hey,
Prince is my favorite ring announcer.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so, oh man, what do you want for Christmas, okay, man?
You got a lot of time to say.
I don't have a lot to offer, but you know, I've got like expired. You've got expired Timmy's cards coming your way. Okay, Bruce Buffer.
Hold on. This is not my pick. Spoiler alert. But the reason why we're talking about this is because, and we will say congratulations to Bruce Buffer. It is his 25th anniversary with the UFC, beginning in UFC number 10. Mm-hmm. This guy has defined the UFC in terms of his announcing. There is no, you know, I would say there is no UFC without Bruce Buffer. I mean, he made it engaging for the fans, for people to scream out.
Yeah.
Along with him, right? And like we talked, well, we did talk before in the Axed podcast that we did. But we talked about the fact that the fighters like go right up with him. They're jumping up and down. They're screaming in his face when he screams their name at him. The guy has been like so animated, right? The way he's jumping up and down and the way he's screaming and like throwing his fingers in your face when he screams at you. Mm-hmm. I know he is lots of people's favorite ring announcer. But there are many ring announcers around the world in all the different organizations and whatever. So the question is, who is your favorite ring announcer, Prince?
All right. Well, you know what? Seeing as I also have an extensive ring announcer career, having to, you know, having to announce and be a ring announcer for some of the P4P fights. Shout out to Pound for Pound. You already know. Okay.
Oh, both of us are wearing
right,
it today.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They are reopening, and they are reopening
February 22nd.
In Markham, February 22nd. So that's get it. Out there. Which February 22nd?
February 22, 2022. Our birthday.
Both of our birthdays. No.
This you one. Know what? I never, you know what? That there you go. But this way. But you know what, Tim? Like, I too bad that I should have, you know, like thought about that linkage between the two of us. We could have named this podcast Feb 22.
No one would have never. And then nobody would sign up.
Because they would have first no idea what it's about. Our first podcast would have been on February 22nd, our birthday. We're like, what is this? It's a podcast. It's a new beginning. It's a new birth.
And we would only do one podcast a year. That would make our like scheduling a lot easier because we wouldn't have to challenge it. But
you know, actually, that is pretty good. That's that way. That's what that's publishing.
We could definitely commit to that schedule.
Definitely.
Once a year,
once a year, and that's it. Every year, yeah. And that's it. And then you know what? We're like exclusive, like drops. We only drop once a year, once a month.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's like a Black Friday sale.
That's
it. People would be lining up at their computer at iTunes. They'd be like, February 22nd's coming. Boom! There it is.
Be lined up. You know what, man, Tim? Like I kind of miss those days where you like used to line up in front of a store just to get your product or like your shoes. Yeah. I remember Jay's. You'd be lining up inside a Foot Locker until the end of the mall just
talking to
people, and you're like, oh man, I remember waiting for my Jay's. I remember, okay, guys, anyone who collect Jordans, I remember when the Carmines actually just dropped a couple weeks ago, and I remember me and my friend waiting for our Carmines. Like Tim, let me tell you. We stood there and it was actually at an employee store in Scarborough, and there was like tons of cars, man. There was like tons of cars. We're looking around like, man, like I think I'm going to get shot because like, we walked out
once you get the shoes, then
when they call, okay, guys, come grab your tickets. We come outside. It was like, oh my goodness. It was like a stampede to the front door and everybody was running. It was like that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, with that toys. The toy movie.
Oh,
here we go, Tim. Help me out.
Slay, Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way with Sinbad. With Sinbad.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Anyone watching, then our fans, please can you please add in the comments? Can you find out the name of this movie?
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way. Okay, so you know what? Moving back into this ring announcer.
Favorite ring announcer, Prince.
My favorite ring announcer, the original, the king. Let's get ready to rumble. Michael Buffer.
The half brother of Bruce Buffer.
No.
What?
No, I don't. No, I don't think so.
It is. It's his half brother.
Oh, it's just coincidence. They have the last name.
I don't know. They're half brothers.
No, you're right. You know what?
It does seem like they don't really look too much alike, but they are half brothers. So who knows? Maybe mother's genes are more dominant. I don't know.
Okay, so you know what?
Cool. Hold on. I'm ruining my thing. Okay, go.
So you know what? So I mean, I've been watching boxing and.
Mm-hmm.
I know Michael Buffer, and I've seen him, and the way he just, you know, he carries himself, the way he calls out the fighters, it's like he's got a standard equation. He does it, and he gets it done.
Yeah.
When UFC started rolling out, and then, UFC started coming out, and then Bruce Buffer came out, I'm like, man, are they related? What if they're related? Right, and I never put two and two together, but yeah, you're right. Apparently, they are related.
Apparently, they found out that when Bruce Buffer went to some sort of event with his dad, if you look this up, apparently this is the story. He went to some sort of event with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old he is, and then said to his dad on the drive home, hey, like, what's up with that guy, blah, blah. And then the dad says, I think that's your brother from another relationship I had. Like,
wow.
But that story seems too weird. Like, how would you possibly look at some guy who obviously at that point was like at least 18, I'm assuming, when the guy's announcing for whatever he was doing, and then go, I think that might be my son.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know the story of it. But okay, so you're picking the original Bruce Buffer. The original Michael Buffer.
The Michael Buffer.
The Michael Buffer.
I honestly, I love him just because, you know.
Don't mess with the Zohan.
You can't. He just
no, goes. No, the movie Don't Mess with the Zohan. Remember he was in it?
Oh, he was.
Yeah, he was the bad guy in Don't Mess with the Zohan. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was great, man.
Yeah, he came in and I just, you know what, Michael Buffer it is. And because you know what, he
got right.
The original equation. And but you know what, shout out to Bruce Buffer for his 25 years. But he's doing his thing too, and he's changing up his style now too. He's up mm-hmm. in his face, hyping everyone up. Yeah, he's doing an amazing job. So
if either of the Buffers ever want to come on this podcast, we will make room for both of you. One, both. The invitation is open.
And you know what, since you know, I still continue to be a ring announcer, and you know, I'm looking at just trying to, you know, continue with that. Maybe give me some advice, because the first time I did it, Tim, I didn't, oh my gosh, talk about nerve-wracking, man. I walked up in there and the first rookie move, grabbed the mic, and they're like, and the one of the refs goes, Prince, the mic's not on. And I'm like, what? I've been screaming for almost half an hour in here. He's like, yeah, look at the
crowd. And that's why the crowd was like.
And they're like, look at the crowd, Prince. And they're like.
For those that are on Spotify and iTunes, he's mimicking as if someone has pointed their ears saying, we can't hear you. We cannot hear you.
Yeah. And I thought they were just hyped up. They're like, yeah, man, you can't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. All right. My pick is possibly an unknown pick. It is Lenny Hart, also known as Crazy Pride Lady.
Crazy.
She was in Japan. If you look her up. Okay. So a lot of people aren't going to know her, but
I don't know her, Tim.
Okay. So she did Pride back in 2000 up until Pride was done and then has moved on. But she's always in Japan doing stuff. She's actually a voiceover actress as well. So she does like anime and English anime dubs and things like that. But she like sings the entrances and it is never the same. It's always like weird pitches. She rolls her R's, like she'll go in the red corner and she screams like I can't do it now because I will wreck my voice, but here I'm gonna play this and see if you can hear this. Okay, this is her introducing some guy, Nan Nan, she's introducing, and this is in Pride. Okay, listen to this. You hear it?
That hurts.
Yeah, listen.
Oh my God.
Is that not like the greatest thing ever?
Oh man, Tim, I wish you could play the clip on it here.
Could you imagine like coming out to the ring to that? And then it goes on. Like there's clips. I mean, just search up Lenny Hart. You can also search up Crazy Pride Lady and you'll find it. But man, just watch clips of her entrances alone is incredible. Like that voice, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know what?
So unique.
I bet you some people just go in there just to listen to her announce.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's amazing, man. She is really cool. So if you listen to that, she's my favorite ring announcer. And I've not really heard too much of her, but anytime you hear her, you know, if you go back and watch the old Pride fights and stuff and listen to her announcing, man, that is so cool. So unique. Only in Japan, right? Like, only in Japan could you have something like that off the wall and unique, right? Like that is so awesome. But anyways, let us move on, Prince, to our inaugural fight on site. I want to get to this because this is our first one. And again, we talked about this at the beginning of the podcast. We want to talk about who is your fighter. And then I will say mine. And we are going to go with, you know, we're saying, okay, let's limit this. You're going to pick about top three skills, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
A brief talk about who the person is, which obviously probably we're going to know who it is, but brief talk about who it is. What is their top three skills that is going to be my guy? Before you go on, I will say who my person is, and then I will let you say yours, and then you can talk about how your guy would beat mine, and then I will counter with what I think.
Okay.
My guy, for the very first one that I want to pick, this is the guy I love to watch.
Wow.
Justin Gaethje.
Okay.
Justin, the highlight Gaethje versus your guy. Go ahead.
All right. And my pick, guys, Inside Fight fans, if you guys don't know this man is the pioneer, Rickson Gracie.
Wait, I thought you were picking Henzo.
Rickson.
Are you picking Rickson?
Yeah.
I have the wrong photo, so don't worry about that.
But that's okay. Fine.
That's you're okay. Picking Rickson Gracie? All right, all my strategies out the window. But no, that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So
educate the masses on who Rickson is and then what are his three moves he is taking in.
All right, so... Oh man, Rickson Gracie. Okay, so if not a lot of people know about Rickson Gracie, I know, and Tim, you're sweating right now because you know, I just brought out like I was gonna be low key, take it nice and slow. It's our first one.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna come out with like an undercard guy, but okay.
No. I'm bringing out the heavy guns, and people should know this man, Rickson Gracie. Part of the Rickson family.
Part of the Gracie family as well.
Sorry, Gracie family. He is one of the sons of Helio Gracie, one of the originators of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. He is your ninth degree red belt Jiu-Jitsu practitioner. This man has done it all. And he is like, you talk about Jiu-Jitsu and you see this man's name. Right. I mean, there's Helio, but this one right here is like their top fighter. And okay.
Three moves.
You're sighing now.
And give me his three moves.
So his three moves, the three moves, listen, rear naked choke.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what? A lot of his fights have been submission. So it's going to be rear naked choke.
Yeah.
He's going to arm bar. And you know what? I'm just going to pick a Kimura.
All right.
Those are my three. And he's you know what? He's actually developed some of the fighters now. They actually learn from him and from his practice. I mean, what he's done. So go ahead, Tim. Let me hear your guy. Let me hear Justin.
Justin Gaethje. The highlight, Justin Gaethje. He has 9 performance of the night bonuses once he came to the UFC in only 8 fights. He has more bonuses than he does fights.
Okay.
Okay. He is an NCAA Division I wrestler.
Okay.
He is durable as all hell.
Okay.
He is 22-3 in his professional career.
Okay.
He's a monster. His moves, I only need one move. Just give me leg kicks for Justin Gaethje, okay? I mean, he will be throwing leg kicks at Rickson all day long. I mean, he's got his TKO power with his punching, right? He has 3 leg kick TKOs in his professional career. He's got multiple punch TKO knockouts with punching. Michael Vick, Edson Barboza, Donald Cerrone, Tony Ferguson.
Okay.
The who's who. And then the last thing, I don't even want a last thing. I got leg kicks and his TKO power, and I guess his wrestling if I need to throw in a third. But those leg kicks, devastating. My wife will not watch his fights.
Why? Just because of leg kicks?
Because it's so disgusting what he does to people. Like every battle he goes into is a bloody war.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You said you like you know, a medium well knockout for Bader over Machida.
But this guy's got
Gaethje only gives you
a lot of blood.
Blue steak. Like, just, it's a bloody mess on your plate. He is, I mean, it's painful to watch him fight, but it is so good. So I'm going with Gaethje. That is our first fight on
No, timeout.
I'm just saying, I'm just recapping for the fans. This is our first fight on site battle. We're going Justin Gaethje, Hicks and Gracie. Part of the Hickson family.
Hickson family, that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, Tim, and just, you know what, since we're here, you're dropping, you know, information, stats about your guy. What I've done is what people Fight Insight fans don't know about is that the Fight Insight and Fight Onsite podcast, I actually have developed a fight simulator.
Cool.
Yes, it's been a long-term in development. I've been working on it with, just myself and some coding and, you know, putting all the attributes and all the skills of our fighters into this data bank of information. And right. From there, it simulating an actual fight. And cool. So you will actually, I'm going to put it onto our podcast right now. I've actually have access to it.
So this is why you need to be watching this on YouTube. You need to get the full effect.
So I've actually put it into the little bit of a segment. So this is so round one of Rickson versus Justin.
Okay. Do I need to do anything?
I'm actually going to
load it up.
On the blue corner, standing at 5'5", 100 pounds, coming straight out of the United States of America, we've got Justin Gaethje.
Okay. He looks like an anime character.
Justin Gaethje. Justin Gaethje.
And I feel 5'5 is an incorrect statement.
5'5", 100 pounds.
Yeah, a little bit underweight.
In the right corner, we've got standing in at 450 pounds. Weighing in at 450 pounds.
450 pounds.
450 pounds. Mm. And the height of 7'6", we've got.
Like Andre the Giant.
Rickson Gracie.
All right. Well, that's another anime character or something.
These are both Attack of the Titans characters.
Good.
This is as real as it gets.
And yeah.
So, guys,
that's the UFC's.
Watch this closely.
Okay.
Oh, Rickson, put you on a chokehold, Justin. Justin, you're not even putting that guard on right properly. I'm going to put you on a chokehold.
All right. Seems very scientific. And for those that are on Spotify or iTunes, first of all, thank you. But secondly, Prince put two stickers on popsicle sticks and then proceeded to kind of like puppet play them with the Yeti, which is Rickson Gracie.
This is the Beast Titan. Squishing. Okay, listen, Beast the Titan. Beast. Tim, what
yeah,
are you
Beast
talking
Titan.
About?
Yeah.
Look, so Justin over here just got put into a tempura.
Yeah. His popsicle stick broke.
It broke. And it was a 2-second choke and he was out. Like, how do you explain this?
There is no explaining this, Prince.
Like,
I do love it. I think that this is obviously going to take off for us. I hope you have more stickers for next week.
I have tons of stickers. Like, this is going to, I have more stickers than I do popsicle sticks. I'm going to have to reuse the same popsicle sticks. I don't even know if that's even like
hygienic. It's not sanitary. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but look.
All right. I like it. Right? We'll freeze frame this. This is going to be, hold on. This is going to be our cover art for this one. Give me one sec here.
And people who's avid Attack on Titan fans,
mm-hmm.
We're actually in the last season and it's getting kind of hectic. It's kind of getting kind of scary.
Oh, hold on. Again, ready? 1, 2, 3. Nice. All right, we will put that up. So, Prince, this is a good battle. I feel it's a good battle. I feel like there's going to be a lot of jiu-jitsu
yep.
you know, leaning people that are going to say Rickson is going to take it, I'd like to say to them, Division One wrestler. Leg kicks. I want to say leg kicks. Now, before we go, I do want to say on the topic of leg kicks, next podcast, we have a guest coming. It is a old friend of mine, Dr. Jim. He is going to come on and he is actually going to talk to us about leg kicks and what kind of damage that does to your leg. The calf kick specifically, we're talking Connor Dustin 3. Talk to us. He's going to talk to us about calf kicks, nerve damage, dead leg, recovery time. And he's going to get into some health stuff to kind of help us understand what a leg kick does to a fighter, what it does to Connor. And we're just going to kind of see, because if this next fight comes up again, Connor's going to have to be worried about these leg kicks, because Dustin showed that was the key to beat him, key to beating him. And so we're going to see. So we welcome our guest next week, which is going to be our first guest. So I'm very excited for that. Should be interesting, because calf kicks are the name of the game now in MMA. Everybody's doing that. The game changer.
And we're switching it up, because everyone thought we were going to bring out a fighter. We actually are. Am I right, Tim?
He does train. He does train. And I don't know when the last time was that he beat someone up, but I'm sure he could. He's a health practitioner now, so maybe he's a lover, not a fighter anymore. But we'll see. We'll talk to him, and we'll see. So make sure that you tune in on our next podcast for that. But before we go, we will just talk about what we did. So we talked about Machida versus Bader.
Yep.
I've got Machida. I'm going to make a lot of money on that bet. You've got Bader.
Bader's going
to
take
it. You're going to have to bet a lot of money to win any money on that fight, because I'm sure Bader is going to be a pretty big favorite.
Yep.
We talked about our favorite ring announcers.
Yep.
Prince has Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble.
And I've got Lenny Hart. And then we talked about our first fight on site. And we've got Gaethje versus Hickson Gracie.
That's it.
And we need you guys to say.
Before I forget, also, I wanted to throw this in there. Rickson Gracie actually has an 11-0 MMA record. In the Valley Toto tournament that he went in Japan, he submitted everybody. Everyone. He even submitted the guy that was bringing him water by mistake. Jim, just, I don't know. I'm not. No, by
no
mistake.
Why not? Like,
Rickson, here's your water. Ah! And there goes an arm.
Right? Tap, tap, tap.
Tap, tap, tap. Me, you know what? I've done some jits myself, and it's, you know what? I tap early.
Yeah. Right?
Because what's the point of getting hurt? Like, I'm not, I just go there for the show of force, like the beard, the man bun, it's all show of force. Mm-hmm. I'm not in there trying to, you know, knock anyone out or submit anybody. Man, if I'm close to getting my arm broken, I'm tapping out early. Like, if I even have an inkling of like I remember you, I think we were rolling one time and you had me. And close, you weren't even close. But I can feel you sneaking in there. I'm like, no. Nice try.
Tap that out.
Tap.
I know what Tap was going to be the name of our podcast, Tim and Prince. But we got feedback that that was a pretty bad name, because why would we be submitting on our podcast? But that was pretty awesome. Tap. Anyways, Prince, this was awesome.
Yes.
I feel like this is a podcast we will release.
Yes.
Unlike the original pilot 2.
And the fight on site simulator. Oh, the
fight on site simulator is amazing. We will have that next week too. We will have that next week. All right, Prince. So again, guys, if you want to reach us, please do at Fight Insight Podcast on Instagram, on YouTube.
Yes.
You can find it on Spotify and iTunes. And if you want to email us,
fightinsightpod@gmail.com.
Oh my God. Amazing. What an ending.
Tim, I could see the proud look on your face.
It's like you can see the sweat.
No, it wasn't a sweat. I could see the smile on your face. How proud it's
when
like
you got it?
A baby take his first walk.
It was nice.
Are you proud of me?
I am very proud of you. All right, guys, have a good one. We will talk to you next week. Please like, comment, subscribe, follow, tell your friends, tell everybody.
Do this.
I cannot do that. That's horrible. I will never do that. Goodbye. See you, Prince. Thanks, buddy.